Twins fall today to the Cubs at Wrigley, 6-2, rubber game of the series on Sunday. Our coverage begins at noon. Corso at 10, then the Twins and Cubs at noon. Inside Twins, lineup card 12:30, first pitch at 1:20 here on News Talk. 830 WCCO, WNBA tonight, and the Lynx are in action. The Lynx are in action tonight at home against the Fire. 7 o'clock start. And we'll talk more about that before we say goodbye. So we're done at 6 tonight. And the open third round in the book, Sam Burns leads at 10 under par. Ryan Fox and Siwoo Kim, two off the lead. Ryan Gerard, Lucas Herbert, three back. And then a big group at 6 under, Ludvig Oberg, Bryson DeChambeau, Jackson Suber, Tommy Fleetwood, the Englishman, all at 6 under par in that group. And then another big group at 4 under par, including world number one, Scotty Scheffler, John Rahm, Shane Lowry, Hideki Matsuyama, Xander Schauffele. So a lot of names within 6 of the lead heading into the final round at Royal Birkdale. And some of those players, including world number one, Scotty Scheffler, are going to be on their way to the Twin Cities, the TPC of the Twin Cities, in the annual 3M Open next week. And we're pleased to be joined on the line here at News Talk, 830 WCCO, by the assistant tournament director. And we visited with Hollis Kavner earlier in the week. Jen Hines is here today. Jen, good to visit with you, and thanks for the time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to visit with Hollis the other night, and he told the story about how they've been working on Scotty for a long time, and he's going to be in town next week.
Yeah, we're so excited. It's just been so well received by our sponsors and our fans, and of course, you know, everything 3M did to make this happen. It's really exciting for the upcoming week.
Now, people are wondering, how do I get on the grounds to be able to see world number one Scotty Scheffler and all the other great players in the 3M Open next week? Are tickets still available?
They absolutely are, and it's really easy for people. They just go to 3MOpen.com, and then there's a ticket link right at the top.
All right, so there's plenty of room on the ground. And the TPC of the Twin Cities is designed for tournament golf. It's hosted PGA champions, and then, of course, the 3M Open when the transition was made. And it's just a great facility to be able to see the golf, see the players from tee to green.
It really is. You know, we joke that you've got miles and miles of front row seats. So we've got, you know, bleachers for people if they want to just sit and watch the groups come through. We've got some landing zones on hole 12 and 18 where there's seats out there available for people to sit in and even take at the end of the day. And then really, if you want to just get out and exercise and walk and follow your favorite players, you're able to get up close and watch those shots where, you know, in other sports you can't do that. So that's what a wonderful thing about golf is. And then I should mention that 15 and under are free, courtesy of Cubs. So as a family deal, to come on out and be able to bring your kids for free, it's pretty awesome to be able to go outside and enjoy the Minnesota weather. We look like we're going to have a great week that people can come out and enjoy.
Yeah, the weather is shaping up, and I know that that is a good one. One of the other things about this event is the proximity to parking and how you get spectators from the course back to the parking areas. It is a well-oiled machine.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I would say, you know, as far as major events in the Twin Cities, we have some of the best parking for general spectators. You're parking at National Sports Center, and then you're shuttled over, and it's really about a 5 to 7 minute ride at the most, and you're dropped right off at the front gate, and then you can go from there up to our Fan Village, where we've got all sorts of fan activities, and 3M has their science and technology that you can experience right on hand. You get some club and hand activities up at what's called the Driver, presented by 3M and Ping. So there's some exciting things in there for fans to check out. And they've got lots of different areas, lots of things for kids to do, and for the just people that want to come out and enjoy the day. I would say it's not all about the wonderful golf. We've got food, we've got drink, we've got activities for kids. So it's just a great place to come hang for the day.
Yeah, and the kids get in free on top of it, as you mentioned. Jen Hines joining us, and she is the assistant tournament director for the 3M Open. And the fun starts early next week. The tournament itself Thursday through Sunday, but there is a lot going on all week.
There is. We've got on Tuesday what's called our Golf for All Day, and those practice rounds tickets are a little less expensive on that day, so people can come out and watch that. And then we've got activities for kids from 1 to 3:30 that day. And then Wednesday, at, you know, a pro-am day, the pros are a little more relaxed. So they're playing 9 and 9, so you can come out and watch that. And that can, we've got tea times going on all days, and we've got some celebrities that are in that, so it's kind of a fun day to come out as well.
Yeah, and the pro-ams are really interesting because you're right. It isn't the start of the tournament, so things are a little bit more friendly. They're more willing to spend time because once the tournament starts, that's how these guys make their living.
It's true. You know, that's the funny thing is, so we have some designated autograph zones for fans and some for kids. But really, if you think about it, that's their office, the course. So we try not to disturb them during those rounds, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the course should be in great shape. If my yard is any indication, it has been warm lately, but I would assume the grounds crew at the TPC of the Twin Cities has it ready to go. And this layout does, there are birdies to be had out there, but there are also some challenges. 18 is a great finishing hole, one of my favorites on tour.
It is. There's a lot of risk and reward, which is fun to watch for the fans. And Joe Rolstead from the TPC and their crew is just amazing out here, and they've got the golf course in fantastic shape.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those where, you know, you're going to see birdies, but you're also going to see players struggle out there. The idea that, you know, this is a cakewalk, that is not true. There are some real challenges, and there's going to be golf balls in the water out there.
That's for sure. I love to watch 17 because it's just such a great hole. You know, you're looking at it and you think these pros, they've got it dialed in. But some of it, you know, if the wind's picking up, it's fun to watch the risk and reward.
Yeah, for sure. Jen, you mentioned tickets are available. People can get on the grounds. I do understand, though, that there's been great response for all the hospitality tents, some of those other areas that there's great interest, and many of those have been sold out before the tournament.
Yeah, you know, we've just had such an uptick with, you know, our strong field that, yes, our Bell Bank Champions has sold out, but we've still got some availability in other areas. So there is still some, you know, air conditioning venues that can be purchased and some other hospitality that's available.
Now, finally, when the tournament gets started, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the four rounds of the championship, if someone wants to come out, do you advise getting tickets in advance, or can you get tickets at the gate?
I think it's easier to try and do that in advance. That way it just makes it a smoother transition for them when they get on site. So I would just recommend going to 3MOpen.com for that.
All right, Jen, well, good to visit with you. I know it's a very busy week. Get your rest. The players will start coming into town, and people can check the field, including world number one, Scotty Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, many, many others will be in town. And then, of course, tee times listed for Thursday and Friday, of course.
Yes, if you look at our website, they'll have all that information.
All right, very good, Jen. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, Jen Hines, Assistant Tournament Director, 3M Open. Should be a great event. Scotty not out of it at the Open. And the big controversy is Right, Sandeep Chambeau at the end of round number two is assessed a two-stroke penalty. He hit it into the weeds. And if you play like I do, you've been in the weeds. And apparently he violated a rule by walking around his ball to improve, if you will, the flight path of his club is the only other way. So if you're in the deep weeds, you shouldn't be able to stand around the ball and kind of mat that stuff down. That was, for the most part, the two-stroke penalty. So instead of starting the day at 7 under par, he started at 5 under. He shot a 1 under 69 today, and he's 4 off the lead. And there was a fair amount of controversy and coverage. Now, if you're out playing with your friends and you kind of stand on the grass, but typically when you're in the weeds like that, Lindsay, you can't do that. And I don't think there's too many people that have played or know the rules realize by him the way he marched around his ball and lining it up and so on and so forth was really improving the approach his club would have to impact the ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Any alteration in a shady lie has reason for concern and should definitely be penalized as such. And so I don't get why he's so upset about it. But, you know, some people get really upset about the consequences of their actions actually meeting them. So we'll see how he plays the rest of the weekend, because I know that he was still, you know, in the running and everything. And then also Jen called back. Unfortunately, Jordan Spieth will not be there at the 3M Open next weekend.
I didn't know that.
No, I do like seeing
he was a WD.
Yeah, he gives me Bubba Watson vibes, where he can really find a way to get himself out of trouble. It's just the trouble with Jordan is that lately he's found himself in a lot of those troubling shots. We know what he's capable of, but he just hasn't been there to the finish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I just remember when he was in that time where he was challenging and competing at the top of the leaderboard for all those majors, and I think they were over at the Open, and I just remember him hitting it by like a club van or something like that, and I don't know what happened to the situation. I just remember thinking that would be where my ball would go as well, Steve. That's where it would choose to take its next step in its life.
Yeah, so I'm glad Jen mention that, because I just did a quick search. Jordan Spieth will not be one of the names. Late withdrawal, and that happened on Friday evening.
Unfortunate, Jordan.
Yeah. And why he reversed course, unknown. Could be due to an injury or simply a change of heart. But he limped to the finish and missed the cut by a mile at the Open. The back nine for Jordan was a nightmare. And I thought, okay, here's an opportunity to get back on track, come to the Twin Cities, play well. We're getting down to the end of the season, the FedEx Cup playoffs, all of that sort of thing. So Jordan out. And then there was a little speculating that if Scotty did win the Claret Jug tomorrow at Royal Birkdale, would he still play in the 3M this week? And you got to wonder, Open champion, they've got extra duty, they've got media, etc. They got to figure out how to get the jug back to the States.
We got to fill the jug. We have to empty the jug with our mouth, right? We got to do that as well, at least once.
I would probably do that.
It's for the plane ride home, right? Or back over. You'd probably go straight into it. You could sweat it out here.
You'd probably get it. He could probably afford it, you know, a separate seat for the jug.
Well, we just heard Al Schock talk about how Delta's changing all of their seating options. Do you think they've changed things for his PJ on the way home here? Because he flies alone for sure.
Yeah, so Jordan Spieth no longer in the 3M Open. That happened last night. I did not see that note, and it looks like it was posted on a couple of sites. The Pioneer Press had it 2 hours ago, so there you go. But Scotty is still expected to be at the 3M Open next week. Quick break. We'll come back. Whole lot more. Read and React at 5:35 today. Steve Kearney will join us at 5:50. Twins fall to the Cubs 6-2. Lynx at home tonight. We'll talk a little bit about the Lynx and the WNBA. in a moment. Lynx fire tonight, Target Center, 7 o'clock. And we do know this, Nafis Collier will not play in the game tonight, but fans are wondering about Olivia Miles. Rolled the ankle in that Kamte game and a big win over the LA Sparks, 96-87. So the thought is she should be okay to play tonight. So that's what I've seen. She should be good to go tonight.
Should is not a great word, according to my therapist, Dave.
Yeah.
Maybe. I know that she's got young legs. Maybe.
Yeah.
We just have her take a night off.
It was not on the latest injury report.
Okay.
So that would take. So Fee out, Olivia Miles, we'll see tonight. But it's just an amazing story. Second overall pick and rookie of the year. Gotta be. I mean, I know there's ways to go. Gotta be rookie of the year.
MVP conversation, Steve. We're like, yeah, Candace Parker territory with good old
that's,
OM.
That's
crazy to say.
It is.
But the results are the results. We see what she's doing on the floor. She's playing with joy. She's playing from a place of authenticity. She's obviously been very outspoken about how supportive the organization and our community has been for her. And just what an amazing season. And I encourage people to enjoy it, but then also give her a little bit of a release from that expectation, too. Because it's hard not to get excited,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a lot that goes with it. And if she isn't good to go, but not on the injury report, so that is. And then how about this? A first, Caitlin Clark, 45-10 against Seattle. And that's making headlines in the WNBA as well. And 45-10, that's no joke.
That's a stat line you'd expect to see from her on a more consistent basis. So
yeah.
I'm glad that she's finding that gear. Then it's about being able to reach that consistently.
Well, after the whole incident with the shot to the throat, which was ugly.
Which incident? There's multiple. Well, we had the contusion incident just a couple days ago.
Yeah, the one that resulted in the flagrant two and the game suspension, and it got politically charged. It just got nutty, the whole thing. And I give Caitlin credit in all of that when she just said, would you lay off? Stop. You know, can we just get back to playing ball? She was tired of it as well. But 45 points, 10 assists, that has never been done.
That stat line's never been achieved?
That has never been achieved,
really?
In the league.
Wow.
45-10. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
It's never been done in the league. And Clark pulled it off. So that's a pretty cool storyline. And I don't buy this narrative that everybody hates her and everybody's against her.
No.
She's
being challenged
have.
Just like any other person of her stature who's trying to make it into the league is. Maybe with a little extra.
Sure.
But like this is what being a top touted athlete commands. Attention. Yeah. Good and bad.
Yeah. First player in WNBA history to produce 40 points and 10 assists in a game. It's never been done before. 45-10, career high points. So there you go. And she's just 24 years old.
Mm-hmm. A lot of room for growth.
I'm trying to think what I was doing at 24.
You're drinking out of
much.
The claret jug, Steve. That's what you
not,
were doing.
No, not much.
You weren't at 24. You were already being a serious man of work and obligation at 24?
No, at 24 I don't think I was I don't think I was that obligated at 24. I had a job.
Okay.
I had a job in radio.
There you
but
go.
I wasn't obligated to much.
No.
At 24. I think that changed when I was 25, if memory serves. Then the obligation started.
Is that when your whole life walked into the door?
Well, that's when I became more obligated when I was 25. But at 24, I had a job. I'll leave it at that. I was trying to pay the bills.
Yep.
I was so broke.
As you should be at 24.
I was so broke. And I look back on it as I learned a lot that it's better to not be broke.
Oh, this is going to set me up so well for coming back to the next break. Oh, this is going to be so great.
5:31. We'll do read and react. If you're not familiar, Lindsay has jotted down three questions that she's going to ask me. I've jotted down three questions, and we have no idea what we're going to ask each other. We'll do that next. Following the weather, Steve Carney will take us outdoors all before 6 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Fear.
Poverty.
Yeah. 4-3 England. England up 4-0 at the half of the highly touted third place game of the World Cup in Miami. France 3 unanswered, 76 minute. So, I don't know if it's proper to say this, Lindsay.
Proper.
We got a ball game.
We've got a match.
We got a match.
A match has been lit.
Yeah, so France right back in it. I wonder if there was a locker room speech in French that, the coach just lit them up.
The level of hostility only heard in a French kitchen, probably that rivals that energy, right?
So they're right back in it. So a lot of drama in the third place game, Argentina-Spain, for all the marbles in New Jersey tomorrow. All right, time to get into read and react. Once again, very simple. Lindsay jots down three questions. I jot down three, and then we alternate, and we have no idea what we're going to hear. We call it read and react. I'll start today.
Sweet.
Number one, did you look forward to or dread the start of a new school year when you were a youngster, elementary school, middle school? Ooh. Did you look forward to it or did you dread it?
There was nothing like the excitement of back to school shopping. Not the clothes, Steve, because I hate dressing rooms to this day. And yeah, I'm not exactly the most fashion forward thinker of all time. I'm more for utility. But I loved getting the pencils. I loved getting the new notebooks. I loved being able to take the portfolio or my binder and I'm like, I'm going to have English first or language arts first. Then I'm going to have social studies. Then I'm going to have science and I have to go to math. And I guess I have to try to show up there. It was just the best. And that vibe is very high until the second day of school. And then things kind of get real. Things kind of get real after that.
Yeah, I never really minded it. By the end of the summer, I was kind of ready. And I liked the supplies.
Oh,
And getting the supplies organized. And both my kids were that way. And they were always really excited and wanted to be organized and have all their stuff ready to go. So, that's good.
Very nice.
We're not quite to the point where parents are saying, when does school start?
I bet there's an active countdown right now for so many parents. So many parents. I see them all the time when they bring their girls to the hockey camp. I'm just like, thanks for bringing her. You're doing a great job. Because I know it's a struggle. I know it's a struggle to have that many things to juggle. Well, my first one, Steve, we're going to stay in that kind of early childhood mindset. What was one of your science fair projects during elementary school years?
Oh, thank you for asking. I actually made it out of the school science fair to the district-wide science fair.
Oh, okay.
I was educated in the St. Paul Public Schools through third grade, and then the Anoka-Hennepin schools after that. And one science fair, I did this really nice display, and my mom and dad helped some, not too much. They helped me kind of gather things together. I did a science fair project on how magnets work.
Ooh, that's a very practical
subject.
Yeah,
how do magnets work?
That's brilliant.
And then I was able to demonstrate during the project on how you could take a hacksaw blade and make it magnetic. And
oh my goodness,
I was really proud of it.
I would be too, especially when you get the recognition. You get to go to like the districts. Like this kid's going someplace.
And then, you know, I got to the district-wide science fair, and kids were demonstrating, like, cold fusion, and I had no chance.
That's it. Everybody's the best at their school when you get to that next level of the science fair. You will be humbled. Just like,
just like
Division I athletics.
You know, I did open-heart surgery on a rabbit, you know, and I just had how do magnets work. But I was pretty proud.
It works. It worked for me. Yeah.
Number two to you, what is, now this is adulting, this is current times, and I ask you about this stuff all the time, what is the number one home improvement priority at the moment in Lindsey Brown's life?
Ooh.
What is the number one thing you want to get done around the house? An improvement project.
Ooh, that's a great question. Because you know, in the past, I've said the big catio, and I think we're gonna have another season where that passes without coming to fruition, which is okay. There's a lot going on with the house. You've had a few experts come out and take a look at a few things where they say that's a problem, such as owning a house, which I'm learning more and more about every day. But we recently acquired a new rug, and we need to get it under the ottoman in our TV room, essentially, because we are confined to fight over one couch, because every time we try to put our legs up on the ottoman, it moves across our wood floor. And so our lounging life is about to take the next step. And so very small potato, but will have a large impact on the overall TV watching quality of life.
You gotta figure that out.
You gotta
out.
Lock it in, otherwise it's just you got the whole gap, and then your legs start to hurt. I was like, we need a new couch. She's like, no, we just need to get the ottoman like nailed down a little bit. And so she cooler heads prevailed.
That is solid and reasonable to get that figured out.
Yeah, I'm the type of person as if we can't find something that we know that we have, we can just get a backup. We'll just get a backup and we'll buy it. No, we have to find it. Okay, all right. I guess so. And when those conversations are had, sometimes I gotta get myself into a better mindset. What is one of your go-to feel-good movies?
Yeah, when I really need an escape and just something light and feel good.
Yeah, yep.
I love that Tom Hanks movie about that one-hit wonder band called That Thing You Do. Liv Tyler's in it.
Oh,
she's fantastic.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it is fantastic. It's PG. Kids could watch it. You could watch it with Grandma and Grandpa. That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks did the project. He decorated. And it just follows this group of guys who recorded a hit and made it all the way to Hollywood and on TV. And then it's terrific. A terrific feel-good movie. Highly recommended. You got to check that out.
When
you get the ottoman figured out.
Yeah, this would be a great film for the old ottoman.
It's really good. And I'd love to get your thoughts on it.
As a first
not
watch.
Not heavy at all.
Oh, no, just, it's on Hulu. We don't have Hulu.
Yeah, it's...
I have to go buy this on VHS, because it definitely has VHS versions.
VHS, yeah. I don't know if I have the DVD anymore, but it is one of my favorites. And there's nothing heavy about it. It's
lovely.
Yeah, it's a good escape. All right, number three to you. If you had to play a round of golf, and I know you're a golfer, I am too, many are in the audience. If you had to play a round of golf with only one club, what club would it be?
Oh, man.
So this is kind of This is hardcore golfer stuff.
Yeah.
Because you need to hit every, you need to tee off, yep, every shot, even putt with it. What would you choose?
Well, the easy answer is probably like a 7, right? Or it just depends. Like, what is my most consistent club? Well, I would have to be practicing consistently, which I haven't been. But in my mind, where I feel like when I'm golf, I'm my most delirious, or I should say delusional, where I truly believe that every time I step up and address the ball that I'm about to hit the best shot and exactly the shot that I'm thinking of in my head. And so I'm going to say a 6, because I always hit my 6 a little bit better than my 5, and it has a little bit more oomph than the 7, and that I think we can, what's the opposite of hooding the club? Like, you know, when you hood the club like a pitching wedge,
yeah,
you try to
just
pinch
kinda
it.
Open it,
yeah,
up.
You open it up. I feel like that, yeah, would be versatile enough to be able to do some chipping. But then again, I'm going to be throwing it as a dart. It's not going to be close. It's going to be on the green, Steve. GIR, always.
Yeah, I always think about that. It's one of the ways that I fall asleep, mm-hmm, that I'll pick a club and then play an imaginary round in a familiar course,
oh my
with
goodness,
that one club, and it helps me fall asleep. It does something to my brain to lull me to sleep.
So, I love that.
Anyway, that's why I bring it up.
I love that a lot. All right, last one for me. Which song always makes your road trip playlist?
Whew.
Yep.
It's kind of funny because we did this. I traveled with the family. Even my oldest daughter, we've made this journey between Sioux Falls and the cities, or the cities and Sioux Falls, dozens and dozens and so many times I can't count. And we kind of did, we all picked, you know, summer songs, so we kind of do that for the road trip. I would have to say one of my favorite road trip songs, it's an old one, it goes back maybe late 70s, early 80s. It was a one-hit wonder. The song is called Driver's Seat, and the band is Sniffin' the Tears.
It's Sniffin' the Tears?
Yeah, Sniffin' the Tears.
What?
Driver's Seat. Check out the tune. I think you'll like it. 11 minutes now in front of 6. That is Read and React. Always fun, Lindsay. Steve Carney takes us outdoors in a moment. Hey, there it is, Driver's Seat, Sniffing the Tears, great road trip tune. Steve Carney is going to join us, stevecarneyoutdoors.com. Hey, Steve, let's get into it. Here we are, middle of July. How's the bite?
You know, it's amazing, Steve. It's actually pretty good. And yes, Sniffing the Tears is awesome. I mean, love that. And
good
then
tune.
Also, I would say a 6-iron would be what you would want to use for, you know, one club. I'd say a 6-iron.
Yeah, I've thought about it, and my favorite club to hit, and I can do a lot with it, or used to, is an 8-iron. I'd probably go 8. But yeah, 6, 7, 8 in that range, if you're going to play with one, probably the way to go. All right, what's working out there, Steve?
You know, it's been a really bizarre week. This morning I was out and, you know, working mid-lake structure like you typically do at this time of the year, not doing very well. And I thought, you know, I'm getting that look from my people. Like, do you know what you're doing? I go, I'm trying. So, you know, the water temperature, Steve, is 83 degrees, and that is really warm. And with the 90-degree air temperature, I said, okay, let's pull out the crankbaits and start trolling. You won't believe this. This is just one of those bizarre things that happens every once in a while. We started trolling in 8 feet of water, and I kind of accidentally slid up into 5 feet, and we caught walleyes in 5 feet of water. It's like, I couldn't believe it. It was just amazing. And the only thing I can think of is the oxygen, you know, in the deeper water is not there just because it's so hot and the thermocline is changing. But 5 feet of water, I mean, I just couldn't believe it. So you got to think outside the box, you know, at this time of the year, because everything is changing. There's a lot of bait fish in the lake. But I was just really impressed. It's like, wow, what are they doing in 5 feet of water? But it was a great day. It was hot. But I don't know. I think the walleye gods kind of looked down on me and said, I'm going to throw you a bone, you know?
Yeah.
It was just one of those things.
Well, and I would assume the folks who were with it were kind of like, boy, this guy does know what he's doing.
Well, it took me 2 hours to figure it out.
Hey, you got there. That's all that matters. Now, Steve, a little bit tight on time. Looks like we're going to get another front. We had one kind of roll through the cities last night. Looks like tomorrow night's another night. And then a little bit cooler this week. But, you know, we're still in the middle of July. Where are you going to be? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to be in, you know, central Minnesota. And really, the key right now is the wind. You want to get on the shoreline where the wind is coming in. We had a south wind yesterday, north wind this morning. So I was on the south shoreline this morning because the wind was blowing in. So at this time of the year, for those going out, you know, in the next week or so, hit those shorelines where the wind is blowing in. That is huge. That's where the fish are. Right. That's my tip. How about that?
It is a good one. Steve, always good to visit with you. Stay cool, and we'll do it again next week.
Hey, sounds great, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. He's been joining us for years here on the weekend. And, oh, by the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow following the Twins and Cubs with Rob Dreisein from the Outdoor News. He has a great show between 5 and 6, a lot of great info, and tons of great guests as well. That is Rob in the Outdoor News tomorrow between 5 and 6. Our sports coverage begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Corzo is in on a Sunday at noon, inside Twins. Lineup card 12:30. First pitch after 1. Twins and Cubbies play the rubber game from Wrigley. Then it's on to Cleveland for 4 beginning on Monday night. Big thanks to Lindsey Brown. Big thanks to you for tuning in. Have a great Saturday night. Here at News Talk, 830 WCCO.